ड्योटीज श्री
कृष्ण
कृष्ण
सुख कर
सुखकर
कृष्ण
पवन
प्रभु, कृष्ण प्रभु प्लीज गो अहेड।
सुखकर यू आर म्यूटेड
हरे
प्रभु
कृष्णा
जी।
म्यूट। हरे कृष्णा केशवानंद प्रभु, आई रियली लाइक योर लेक्चर्स, योर क्लासेस, रियली बहुत अच्छा लगता है। अच्छा, द लास्ट दिस टाइम व्हाट यू स्पोक अबाउट अटोनमेंट, एक्चुअली डिवोटीज, यू नो, दो दे आर लव कृष्णा, दे आर लविंग कृष्णा, दे आर डूइंग डिवोशनल सर्विस, समटाइम्स यू नो सम स्लिप ऑफ द थिंग, दे फॉल डाउन, एंड दैट डजंट मीन दैट दे आर नेग्लेक्टिंग कृष्णा। इट इज सम because there are so many lives, you know, the vasana and the thoughts are there, so it's a slip in their life. But you said you're not supposed to go for atonement, you should just do the devotional service very seriously to see that you don't make the mistake again. So that is one aspect. Another thing you told about this Jyotish, you're not supposed to go to astrology. I think astrology is totally, devotee should never go, because the moment you go to Jyotish means you don't have full faith in Krishna. You know, that means we are still having doubts whether that will happen, this will happen. So I think that I fully agree that devotee should never go to the astrologer at all, because Krishna is the biggest astrologer. He has made our life. So, only thing, how to get the atonement, as you said, if Krishna is punishing, means Krishna's hand is there and he's going to do reformation in our life. But how to make it clear cut, no more. No to all the sinful acts. That is the only wicked struggle human beings are going through. I want your answer how we can. Kaise use nikal sakte?
Yeah, you know what? This question is what to say. It will always be there till the end. Kaise nikle vasta use? Because
ganda kuch ho jata hai kabhi kabhi aise.
Well, that's always there, you see. And I think the only way to get out of that, there's just two ways to get out of that. One is to understand we are not this mind. Mind is thinking all nonsense. I am not this mind. I should not participate with the mind. That's one thing. The moment we participate with the mind, with its devious thinking, then we start willing and we're doing things. And the next is, so if you don't want to participate with mind, the best thing is to read Krishna's pastimes and taste the sweetness. Let the sweetness help us cross this bitter ocean of faults and sins. That is our shelter. We don't have any other shelter, and we will cross this ocean just by tasting the sweetness. And if we are falling into bad habits, then this means our taste is weak. We have to increase that taste. So Krishna, actually, the fall down of a devotee, Krishna can easily stop us from being falling down. He can protect us. He can protect us very easily. But at the same time, he doesn't. He let us fall down. So that we become more eager to take shelter of his holy name and him. That's his purpose. And if we understand the purpose, then the moment you fall down, then you understand, oh, I lack that taste. I should increase that taste. Again, you fall down and lack that taste. So that fall downs will help us to go a step further in that taste of holy name and sweetness. And the more we go further, that's Krishna's purpose. His purpose is solved. And we get benefited. That's the idea there.
Your formula really worked on me. You told, no, I'm gande, nali ke kide, you know, we're just, worm in the stool. Oh, jump something, you know, then only we understand that we are nobody. We have no chance.
Yeah.
Only by Kripa, Krishna Kripa, Guru Kripa, kuch ho sakta hai. Otherwise, I am just going to come back again. There's no doubt. I mean, going back
That's
home,
true.
Just left it. You told after 23 years. Abhi main samjha ki main kisi se pyar nahi karta hu. Make them ganda hu. Waste. To wo bhi main soch raha hu. My life was in this.
Wo to best hai. वो सोचते रहेंगे तो निकल जाएंगे।
वो मुझे बहुत धन्यवाद आपका सुन के। वो फिर भी वो अंदर से नहीं आ रहा है। अंदर से अभी भी लग रहा है मैं अच्छा पढ़ा है, क्या हो ये वो प्रीच कर रहा हूँ, लेकिन आपने रियलाइज हो गया आपका कि दैट यस आई एम नॉट क्वालिफाइड, I can never go back home, that's about it. But sincere prayers, Krishna can still make me qualify if he wants, like that. See, yeah. That formula, I'm thankful to you.
Okay. Keshav, Hare Krishna.
Both, Dhanyavad. I want to be in touch with you. I want your number somehow. Mataji has to give me. Anta Mataji.
Yeah, Mataji, you can give my WhatsApp number. You can write it
please
from that.
Please, Mataji.
Whatever
please.
You chat can give.
Thank you very much, Prabhu. Both, Dhanyavad.
Thank you so much, Shubhakar Prabhuji. Surana Kunal Prabhuji, please go ahead. Hare Krishna, Surana Kunal Prabhuji.
One second, Mataji. Prahlada Anand Prabhu. Let's Prahlada Anand Prabhu can go.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Mataji. Then one Pranam Prabhuji. And
Hare Krishna.
Yeah, I would like to ask about my personal. Before coming to Krishna consciousness, I had an attitude that whatever sins I have done, I'm ready to suffer for that. Having read Prabhupada Maharaj's literature and started chanting over many years now, I feel that for sins, I'm not worried at all. Even if I have to go to hell, I'm ready to go there, provided I go and chant there. And
okay.
Yeah, and what I'm more afraid than sins is the aparad. Right?
Yeah.
The aparad. So my question is, I always, every day I sing Krishna, 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 hey, Krishna, 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 Rakshama. So I'm asking Lord Krishna to protect me from committing aparad. And, you know, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is singing this like that. So is it okay or is it engaging Lord Krishna in your service for protecting? A child can ask her father for, you know, guiding and protecting. Isn't it part of...
Yeah, that's okay. I mean, we're asking Krishna, please protect me from doing aparad.
Yes.
But this Krishna, Krishna, Rakshamam, this is... The spirit in which Mahaprabhu said that was different.
What was it?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, when he was saying Rakshamam, he is asking protection from the sorrow of separation.
Oh, I see.
That's what he is doing. So he's saying, Krishna, I'm feeling separation, this intense sorrow, and I might die. So please protect my soul from this intense separation of sorrow by revealing your sweetness in my heart and in my soul. That's his mood when he's saying Rakshamam. That's the spirit in which he said. So, but philosophically, if we ask protection, please protect me from doing aparad, that's equally not wrong. Philosophically, it's not wrong. Because only Krishna can help us from this, from offending Vaishnavas and doing all kind of crazy things. And you can say that is good. But the spirit and originally in which this is said, that is the spirit of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's the idea.
All right. Thank you very much, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Radhika Raman Prabhuji, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna. You are muted, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dhanvat Panam, aapke charno mein kabhi kabhi pranam, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji,
aapko dekhe to mera positive, dekhe to hi positive energy aa jata hai, Prabhuji, aapko.
Theek.
Aapke liye kya shakti hai, pata nahi, Prabhuji. Aapke lecture sunke mera to itna shuddhi kar, aisa lagta hai mujhe aur aapko jaake milna hai. So, theek hai, Prabhuji. Abhi mera question ye hai, Prabhuji. मैं आपका एक लेक्चर सुना था और लेक्चर में बता रहे थे आप अपना जो सैलरी रहता है उसका 25% अपने पास रखना है 25% और खर्च फ्यूचर के लिए रखना है 45% बाकी का जो भी हो कृष्णा को दे देना है तो मेरा क्वेश्चन ये है प्रभु जी, अगर अपने पास गौमिता है, हमारे पास गौमिता के डीटीज है, तो हम तो बुला के जो जो 50% में जो बदरा जो अमाउंट आप, तो हम बुला के कीर्तन करके ऐसा खर्च करना या तो मंदिर में दे देना प्रभु जी?
Yeah, you can engage in preaching. That's also equally good. If you are, अगर आप अपने preaching में engage कर रहे हैं और गौणता एक रखा है और आके लोगों devotees को बुलाते हैं, कीर्तन करते हैं, preaching करते हैं, उसमें engage कर रहे हैं, वो same है बिल्कुल, वो बहुत ही अच्छा है.
और questions से प्रभु जी, मैं भी जैसा कि अभी हैदराबाद में भी बहुत सारे प्रभु जी घूमना चाह रहे हैं, तो ऐसा हमें सबको बुला के एक क्या आप मुझे और मैं बताऊँ ना प्रभु जी, मैं इतना इंस्पायर हूँ आपसे, बस आपके चरणों को छूना चाह रहा हूँ.
अरे ऐसा मत करो, भगवान के चरण छू, मैं तो पागल हूँ. हम सब पागल है, यूजलेस लोग है. हमको जैसे ही बोलते रहते हैं पढ़ पढ़ के,
एक एक लेक्चर में प्रभु जी मैं इतना हाथ पे ले लिया प्रभु जी, और इतना आप जो जो बोलते ना प्रभु जी उसका पूरा पालन कर रहा हूँ प्रभु जी, और
बहुत अच्छा
पॉजिटिव है सारा प्रभु जी. और मैं मेरे गुरु महाराज को बता दिया मैं, तो बोले बहुत अच्छा गुरु महाराज के असिस्टेंट से, हाँ दशोदा प्रभु जी को बता दिया मैं. मेरे को कोई बोले थे प्रभु जी, अरे तुम्हारे गुरु भाई के सुनना किसे ने सुना, तो मैं डायरेक्ट बोल दिया. तो उन्होंने बोले फोन बोले 100% सुन सकते थे, वो भी केशवान प्रभु जी का लेक्चर सुन रहे आप, बिंदास सुनो, कोई कोई आराम ना, उनको फॉलो करो फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल बोल के बोले दशोदा प्रभु जी बोले.
ठीक चलो ठीक है, हरे कृष्णा. ठीक है प्रभु, हरे कृष्णा. इंटरेस्टिंग,
थैंक यू राधिका रमन प्रभु जी. वृंदा गोपिका माता जी प्लीज गो अहेड माता जी.
माता जी अनुराधा माता जी इज देयर, वन सेकंड माता जी, लेट्स गो इन द लाइन. अनुराधा माता जी प्लीज गो अहेड.
थैंक यू माता जी. हरे कृष्णा प्रभु जी.
हरे कृष्णा.
या धन्यवाद प्रणाम प्रभु जी. थैंक यू फॉर द ब्यूटिफुल क्लास प्रभु. वन थिंग दैट कीप्स कमिंग अप इन द क्लास अबाउट द नरसिम्हा कवच. And so I would like to know, it's like for my clarification, is it like when we fall sick, we also go to doctor? It's not like that we just keep sitting in one place, because I'm talking for myself. My faith is not where I will think, okay, Krishna will come and protect me. I still have to do the activity which I need to do to protect the body. So wearing the Narasimha Kavach, we want to keep the body protected so that it can be used for the service of Krishna.
Just now you told that I don't want Krishna to come and protect me. So Narasimha Bhagavan is Krishna only, no?
No, I didn't say that I don't want him. I said my faith is not that strong. That's what I said. Why would I go to doctor?
That's not a right proposal, because you see, the point is other way around. If we don't go to a doctor to actually treat our body, then that means we are doing this service to Krishna, because his body belongs to Krishna. So one thing is, okay, fine, I get diseased, I'm fully on Krishna. But the point is, if you get diseased and if you don't treat it, then Krishna has to do something, because you are his servant. So he has to think about you. So we are giving some headache to Krishna, so better we go to doctor, get ourselves treated, and do his service. That's the idea. So you see, it's almost like, okay, I'll give you an example. Suppose like you have a child, and if you get diseased, and if you don't treat yourself, your child will become, your son or daughter will become anxiety. Mama, you are sick. I don't feel good seeing you, so I have to do something. So what do you do? Best is you go to doctor, treat yourself, and then serve your child. So that's the idea. So not treating our body, that gives anxiety to Krishna that you don't want. Taking protection from Krishna, that also we don't want, because that also gives anxiety to him. We give some work on to him. So in both ways, we are not right. So we go to doctor, get ourselves treated, do our services. That's all.
So, simple. Prabhu, I'll tell you my situation, then it will be easier. Like, I go early in the morning for Mangal Aarti, which is not very safe in the area that I live. I wear the kavach, I feel Krishna will protect me so that I can attend the Mangal Arati. It does, is that mood bad or good, Prabhu? Is it something which is not in line?
What, you go to Mangal Arati, then what?
I said, I go to Mangal Arati, which is early in the morning, 4:30, of course, and that the place where we are, it's not very safe to walk around there. So when I'm having that Narasimha Kavach, I feel, okay, I'm being protected so that I can serve. I mean, I'm taking, it's like taking the Ganga water and giving it back. So I'm taking the protection, but in return, I'm serving Krishna back. It's not that I'm going for some sense gratification and then I'm going for a party or movie and asking Krishna to protect
me. Yeah. So why do you need nursing cover? You have holy name with you, no? Will holy name or not work or what?
The holy name was always there. Then why Narasimha Dev was introduced to our movement? Because holy name was there when the attack had happened to the temple. Prabhupada could have said that the holy name is there. Why to have Narasimha at the first?
Yeah,
I'm just trying to understand. You're right.
That Lord, we evoke Lord Narasimha in extreme situations. We don't evoke Lord Narasimha before any attack on Mayapur. Prabhupada never introduced Lord Narasimha's worship anywhere. But Mayapur project, it was an extreme situation. Muslims attacked. There was bombing. Even Radha Madhav. So I think Radharani's hand got destroyed. Something happened, you know. It was a big thing. So this kind of catastrophe, Narasimha Bhagavan comes when there is Hiranyakashipu. He doesn't come when there are dogs and dacoits. So that's the point. In extreme situation, we like to invoke him. Otherwise, we serve him. In all sampradayas, you see, there are servants of Lord Narasimha, especially in Sri Sampradaya. You go in South India, there are beautiful servants of Lord Narasimha in Simhachalam. It's a place of Lord Narasimha. You ask them why you are serving Lord Narasimha. They will say, we are serve Lord Narasimha just to please him, not to ask for protection. Nobody says that. No pure devotee will say that. In Madhva Sampradaya, they worship Lord Narasimha. They are beautiful stutis of Lord Narasimha, Vadi Raj, Vyasatirth, and they are all glorifying him. They don't ask for his protection, but they just invoke him when there is a big catastrophe, when so many devotees are involved. Then we have to invoke him. Otherwise, we worship him, and that's then up to him. That is from his perspective. He helps devotees to get free of aparadha and offenses. That's his job. That's what he does, to help us free of offenses and obstacles in devotion so that we get free of them. But that is his prerogative. For us, we simply serve him. That's all. So we don't use him in day-to-day things, and that's not even recommended in any of the sampradayas. It's not there in pure devotional.
Okay.
It's like that.
Okay. Yeah, thank you so much, Prabhuji. Dhanavad Pranam. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. There is one short question regarding that only, Narasimha Kavacha. So you are telling that not to wear Narasimha Kavacha for protection. Then why Tulsi Mala we are wearing? This, it's also the same way, right? We are asking for protection.
No, Tulsi Maharani, we are not asking for protection. That is, I think, anybody who is asking question, he doesn't have proper information or is a new devotee, perhaps, I don't know. But the idea is, we don't wear Tulsi Maharani for protection. We wear Tulsi Maharani as a token to show that we belong to God. We are his servants. We are his servants. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings in that song. So just like a dog, so a pet dog has a strap. Yeah. So we have a strap. So it's our dedication to Krishna. We offer our body to Krishna. So just like in every food item we put Tulsi, so on a body we put Tulsi, that this body belongs to you, my Lord, in your service. It's nothing to do with protection.
But then Srila Prabhupada also quoted that Yamadutas stay away from the one who wears Tulsi.
Yeah, you're right. that is what this Tulsi Maharani's glories. But we don't use those glories to protect ourselves. That's another thing. Yamadutas will not be able to touch, of course, but we don't wear this because Yamadutas will not touch us. That's why we'll bear. That's not our intention. Just like, for example, Ekadashis. If you do Ekadashi, all sinful reactions are burned. But we don't do Ekadashi to burn sinful reactions. That will be anti-devotional. We do Ekadashi just to please Krishna. That's all. So that's the idea there. So that's not a motive. Although that's a glories of Tulsi, but we don't, that's not our intent.
Okay.
we don't sing just like in morning we sing yani yani cha papani brahmaita digani cha. So what, so you circumvent tulsi and with every step all sinful reactions are neutralized, but we are not circumambulating tulsi to neutralize sinful reactions. And devotee is concerned with pleasing Krishna, forget about sins and everything. So we are circumambulating, and this we are glorifying tulsi, that whoever circumambulates you, their sinful reactions are nullified, and my fortune is that you're so glorious and here I am in your service. That's all. That's how it goes.
Got it, Prabhuji. Wonderful. Wonderful. So, Prabhu, there is one more question. Is it not Krishna's ultimate beneficiary of Vedic sacrifice?
What's this?
Sukha Sagari Mataji, please go ahead and ask your question, Mataji. Maybe I'm reading it wrong way. Are you there, Mataji, please?
Yeah, hi Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanvir Pranams. Such a wonderful class, Prabhuji. I just had one question. You were mentioning that, you know, regarding the Vedic sacrifices. I mean, it's said in the Bhagavad Gita that Krishna is the ultimate benefactor of Vedic sacrifices. So I was wondering, don't, you know, all the all our Veda, the sacrifices, they go to him. So in that sense... I mean, weren't the sacrifices introduced for the purificatory process for the, you know, mankind in the first place?
Yeah, no, so what's your question? Yeah, they were created for the purification. So what's the problem in that?
Well, I just was listening to your class now and you mentioned that we should not indulge in Vedic sacrifices or things like that.
No, no, that is Vedic sacrifices. We should not indulge in Vedic sacrifices in the way of how people do practice in the modern age. They practice Vedic sacrifices for attaining heavenly planets or blah, 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 blah. But if you're doing some Vedic sacrifice for pleasure of Krishna, that's okay. But at the same time, even that, even doing some Vedic sacrifice for pleasure of Krishna, that is also not recommended because we are doing the highest sacrifice, chanting of holy names. So this is a whole scheme there. When it is said, don't indulge in scripture, it is said, don't indulge in Vedic sacrifices with wrong motives. Because generally people do Vedic sacrifices for wrong motives, for some phalashruti, for some having fruits. But if you're doing some Vedic sacrifice for pleasure of Krishna, that's very nice. That is what Vedic sacrifices are intended for. But even that, because in Kali Yuga, it's difficult to do all these Vedic sacrifices with full purity, because everything is contaminated. Ghee is contaminated. Things are contaminated. People are contaminated. So that's why chanting of holy. So even that is not recommended. That is how it goes.
No. Thank you, Prabhu. Yeah, sorry, I was on mute, so I couldn't reply back. But yeah, you mentioned something regarding sacrifices for demigods. Maybe that's what you were referring to. So,
Yeah, that's what I was referring to, for demigods. That's not recommended.
Mm-hmm. But don't you think that even that goes to, even though they may be doing for the demigods, the Bhagavad Gita says it actually goes to Krishna?
No, but then Krishna says, but that is avidhi purvakam. He says it should not be done like that. People have misconstrued. It's nothing for demigods, just only for Krishna. All Vaishnava acharyas have, Sri Vaishnava Madhva, they have emphatically written commentaries on Vedas that it is only for Krishna. People have misconstrued and deviated, and they're doing for demigods. That's what Krishna says. It's avidhi purvakam. Although it comes to me, that's not the right process.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. There is one more chat question. Regarding astrology, some devotees say and preach that we are not yet pure devotees, not even devotees till we are neophyte stage or sadhaka. So if we take astrological remedies to remove obstacles on the path of bhakti, and that helps us to do spiritual practice nicely, then should devotee do astrological worship or just depend on Krishna, even though he is neophyte devotee?
Well, it's good to depend on Krishna. Astrology, if you take help and then get free of obstacles and then spiritual life, it will be better. But then astrologers generally, they recommend doing some weird things, isn't it? To give some food to crows or put some silver snake in the river, put some in the neem tree, something weird they will say. And we don't want to do all those things. That's also jugaad, no? Totke something, or wear some gem. These are the solutions with astrologers, which are generally concerned with local deities or some mantras of demigods or some gems. Gems are also involved with some demigods because every gem has a different demigod for it. So we don't want to take help from all these things. Simply chant. So that's the problem with astrology. They make you dependent on some solutions and then we lose faith in holy name. And then we think our problem solved due to this thing. Well, Krishna wants we should suffer, let us suffer, that's all. That's it. So why do take help from astrology? Astrology, taking help from astrology means taking help from some supernatural power. Because all these upai which they give, it works because there is some local deity sitting there and helping us. So we're taking shelter of some other person or some supernatural being, and that we don't want. Because we lose faith, we'll think we are getting okay because of that supernatural being. But no, we have to depend on Krishna. That's the point.
Yeah. So there is related to that only one more question, Prabhu. Should we perform samskaras, Vedic yajnas, and astrology is not recommended? Is that correct, right, Prabhu?
Yeah, Vedic samskaras we have to perform. That will be good.
Yeah, and astrology is not recommended.
Yeah.
So there is Kunal Prabhu. He wants to ask question. Go ahead, Kunal Prabhu.
Hello. मैं वैसे वारकोई संप्रदाय से बिलोंग करता हूँ तो मुझे वैसे डिस्कस करना था कि आपके बारे में क्वेश्चन कि आप शिव जी को भगवान नहीं मानते उनको डेमिगॉड बोलते हो तो वो क्यों बोलते हो क्योंकि हमारे
ओके थैंक यू प्रभु फॉर योर क्वेश्चन वृंदा गोपिका माता जी गो अहेड प्लीज
क्या हो गया
हरे कृष्णा प्रभु जी कोटि कोटि दंडवत प्रणाम शिल प्रभुपाद शिल गुरुदेव की जय श्री राधा गोपीनाथ की जय योर ऑल द लेक्चर्स आर सो इंस्पायरिंग प्रभु जी दैट बिकॉज ऑफ कोविड आवर किड्स आर वर्किंग फ्रॉम होम सो दे आल्सो अटेंडिंग वेरी अटेंटिवली लाइक वी आर स्टेइंग इन वी आर सिटिंग इन अ टेम्पल एंड हियरिंग योर क्लास डे बाई डे इट्स इम्प्रूविंग प्रभु जी माई क्वेश्चन इज दैट वी आर इन 10 or 12 Srila Prabhupada family, India and abroad, Vaishnava is there. So some Ritvik Vaishnava, Bapu, something, whatever it is, I don't want to criticize anybody, but they joined to give us hard time, Prabhuji, and our hand is shivering to remove them because Shishi Nityananda and Shishi Chaitanya Mahaprabhuji give a Krishna concept to Jadai Madai also, but in a Srila Prabhupada Mudra chapter 25 recently I read white elephant that in this Kali Yuga we are Jadai Madai ko तो श्री नित्यानंद और चैतन्य महाप्रभु ने मर्सी दी पर हम तो उनको प्रोटेक्ट कर रहे हैं तो प्रभु जी इज इट राइट टू रिमूव देम अवर हैंड आर सिवरिंग टू रिमूव देम वन और टू और थ्री टाइम्स वी विल फॉरगिव देम बट देन आफ्टर वी फील दैट वी हैव टू रिमूव देम in a WhatsApp group, some Vaishnava joined to give us a hard time, and it's an open group. We cannot do only admins.
Okay.
Newcomer Vaishnava okay. also participate. So
okay. So then you can remove. That's all. I mean to say, if anybody in open WhatsApp group, anybody anywhere, if they are giving problems to others, and if they are creating disturbances and confusions. Then you can first request them that you should not do. And if they're doing this repeatedly, then remove them. That's all. Then block them. then that will not be religious, because first we requested and they didn't agree. You can explain them again 3 times if you do, and if they're still doing the same thing, then you can remove them, because after 3 times then they are not guest, then they are not a new person, then it's over the board. Then just remove them. Then you can tell them, we are going to remove you. And if they still don't agree, okay, fine, finish. What's the problem in that? That's all. That's a solution. Otherwise, everybody gets confused and bewildered. And the best policy is first to talk with them, and with ABCD, XYZ, whoever it is, explain them the situation, that this is our problem. You can also tell those people, or him or her, whatever, or a group, that, okay, now why we are asking you to stop posting this or not, whatever they're doing. You give your logic. Maybe their queries or their posts are okay, but not on this forum. That you can tell also. In itself, that's okay, but not on this forum. That, but if they insist it's okay, you can explain to them, we don't find it okay. So please, we request you. And if after putting all logic and all requests they don't do, then remove. That's all. Then what to be done? What can be done? Otherwise, it goes haywire. It becomes a problem. Problems keeps on growing. And in the end, you will have to remove what you do. In the end, something will happen. So, but before taking any drastic action, first, we should try to solve the situation amicably, cordially, with explanations, with logical explanations, with discussions. If it doesn't happen, then fine. That's all.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Koti koti dhanpat pranam. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev ki Jai, Gopinath ki Jai. Thank you. Thank you very much for giving your association and placing. Hari Bol Dhanpat.
Hare Krishna. Asha Mataji, go ahead with your question.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Mere do sawal hai. एक सवाल ये है कि हाउ डू यू नो द माइंड चित जो हमारा होता है जिसको हम हमारा समझते हैं एक्चुअली उसे हाउ डू वी नो दैट दैट इज गेटिंग क्लींस्ड इन भक्ति मार्ग का एंड माय सेकंड क्वेश्चन इज कि जब हम महामंत्र चैंट करते हैं या हम कुछ भी कार्य करते हैं सुबह से लेकर शाम तक चाहे वो किसी से बात करना हो या जो भी हमारे नित्य कार्य होते हैं हाउ डू वी डू दैट और परफॉर्म दैट without the bhav of I, main ya aham, without that, how can we remain without the bhav of body and mind?
Well, uska to ek hi point hai ki, see, the point is that that our mind is becoming purified. How do we know it? We know it by chanting. That's the only way. If we chant and if we feel bliss while chanting, you will feel that Krishna is a sort of little bit, he is accepting you. That feeling of acceptance will be there, at least in a shadowy form. That's about feeling, but practically while chanting, your mind will not be distracted. You will remember his qualities and pastimes, some kind of remembrance of him, either momentarily, but it will come. By that, we will know that our heart is getting purified. In other words, Krishna is coming closer to us. If our heart gets purified, Krishna comes closer to us. When Krishna comes closer to us, then we will feel his presence while chanting, and we will feel his remembrance, we'll remember him. That's the idea there. So through chanting. And the other thing is, how do we get rid of I?
Yeah.
The only way to get rid of I is to always think of benefit of others. Whatever we do, we should do in such a way that others get benefited. And in all actions, and that is called yajna. That is called a sacrifice. And that is why our life should be yajna. Bhagavad Gita says, yajna dan tapa karma pavnani manishina. In all actions, all our thoughts, some component should always be there which will benefit others. Of course, in every action, we will also get benefit. We get benefit, of course. That's the idea. But in all actions, others should also get benefit. It should be they and us both. Then our actions are actually devoid of either. That's what Krishna says, yagya atharth karma natra lokayam karma bandhanam. Any action which is not done for sacrifice, it will bind you. That sacrifice you can take in terms of Vishnu, which Prabhupada says, but you can literally also take sacrifice. Any action which doesn't have a component of sacrifice, sacrificing I, that's what you're asking. Sacrificing I means...
जी, जैसे कोई काम कर, अभी आपने जिस तरह बोला कि you have to think about others first and then about you also, but then it should be something for others. क्या ऐसा भाव हो सकता है प्रभु जी कि हम अपने बेनिफिट के बारे में कभी सोचे नहीं, मतलब हम सब कुछ कृष्णा पे छोड़ दें, लेकिन हम मतलब दूसरों के लिए सब कुछ करें, यानी सेवा करें या कुछ भी काम कर रहे हो सुबह से लेकर शाम तक, इवन जो नॉर्मल डेली काम कर रहे हैं उसमें
वो जो है ना, यू सी द पॉइंट, ओनली थिंकिंग ऑफ अदर्स इज आल्सो नॉट गुड, यू हैव टू थिंक अबाउट योरसेल्फ आल्सो, इट शुड बी बोथ, क्योंकि क्या है कि इन कृष्णास किंगडम यू आर आल्सो इंक्लूडेड. The point is, if we only think of others, if we forget ourselves, then we'll fall down. So, and that happens when people start preaching, and thinking of others as a paropkar, but jan sarthakari, it's not there. So it should be both. The idea is not they and you, that is duality. The idea is we all souls should get benefit. And in that, we are also, this soul is also included. Who are you? So you are not property of you. You are property of Krishna. So everybody should approach Krishna. So we benefit others, but we'll be able to benefit others only when we are saved. Otherwise, how we benefit others? So in that spirit, we think of ourselves also, so that we can help others. You see. So when we go and play in aeroplanes, So that air hostess is there. Air hostess comes and then she says, you know, belt, how to put belt and all these things.
Mask,
you know. फिर वो फिर mask आता है. Mask कहते हैं कि सबसे पहले खुद पहनना फिर दूसरों को. बस वही बात है. तो we can't save ourselves, we'll not be able to help others. So it's both ways. We have to do for others, and we have simultaneously have to do for ourselves. But we do for ourselves so that we are safe to save others. That's the spirit. So वो complete हो जाएगा
फिर.
जी, ठीक. जय हरे कृष्ण प्रभु जी. प्रणाम. So प्रभु जी, it's already 8 o'clock. Do you think we can close the call
here, Prabhu, or do you want to go for further questions? You decide. I can take one or two more. That's all.
Yeah, sure, Prabhu. If you have time, we can go ahead. Ansh Prabhu, you can go ahead with your question. Anish or what is his name? You can unmute yourself. I gave you opportunity to unmute.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, Shri Prabhupada ke thoughts mein likha hai ki jo nirgun nirakar ko Ishwar ka sabse mukhya swaroop mante hain वो एथीस्ट होते हैं. बट वेदारण्य को उपनिषद में बोला है कि भगवान का सगुण सकार रूप मिथ्या है, या फिर वो डिस्ट्रॉय हो जाता है युगांतर में, तो उसको कैसे रिकंसाइल करें, क्योंकि वो श्रुति है, उसको हम छोड़ नहीं सकते. और भगवद गीता 2.16 में ये लिखा है, असतो ना सतो विद्यते भावो ना भावो विद्यते सता, कि जो सत होता है उसका कभी जो कभी वो एग्जिस्टेंस से बाहर नहीं जाता, और असत कभी एग्जिस्टेंस में नहीं आता. तो उसके हिसाब से भी जो बीच का है, जो एग्जिस्टेंस में आता है जाता है, वो भी मिथ्या ही हो जाता है, तो उसको कैसे रिकंसाइल करेंगे?
नहीं तो रिकंसाइल क्या करना है? प्रभुपाद जी ने क्या बोला है? I can't hear him anymore.
Yeah.
प्रभु जी, किसी भी वैष्णव आचार्य ने उस श्रुति पे टीका ही नहीं करी है. रामानुजाचार्य, मध्वाचार्य, बंदम निर्मात, किसी ने भी उस मंत्र पे, जो वेदानंद का उपनिषद, वेदानंद उपनिषद का जो मंत्र है 2.3.1, मैं पढ़ देता हूँ. ब्रह्मणो रूपे मृत्यो
चैन. तो क्वेश्चन क्या है?
कि भगवान का जो मूल स्वरूप तो निर्गुण निराकार बता रही है स्तुतियां और
स्मृतियां. वो जो है ना, मैं समझ गया आपकी बात. एक्चुअली क्या है कि हम एक बार अपने को म्यूट करो तब जाके वो पीछे से आवाज आ रही है. हाँ तो व्हाट हैपेंस इज श्रुति से दैट कि भगवान निर्गुण है एंड इज फॉर्मलेस, वो तो हमें ही पता है. बाय द सेम टाइम सनत कुमार समेता से हमारे वैष्णव आचार्य कोट करते हैं, दे कोट आई थिंक आई टू स्पीक इन इंग्लिश दैट दे कोट इन फ्रॉम सनत कुमार समेता दैट व्हेन श्रुतिज आर सेइंग दैट गॉड इज फॉर्मलेस देन दैट मींस ही डजंट हैव मटेरियल फॉर्म. सो हम वी टेक दैट कोट ऑल्सो एंड कोट्स फ्रॉम अदर संहितास फ्रॉम पंचरात टेस्ट वेयर इट इज सेड दैट whenever any Vedas or Shrutis, they say God is formless, they say that God has no material form, but they have a spiritual form. There are many quotes like this. Madhva gives many quotes. Ramanuja gives many quotes. And that is why when we reconcile both of them, then it makes sense. Shrutis are saying formless because they don't have material form from that perspective. But then Purana says that God has spiritual form and we know the form and we know the Shama Venum Konam Tanarvinda, his form is described. Vishnu's form is described. In fact, so many devotees in Puranas, they see God and they feel the sweetness and bliss of God. So that's how we reconcile both. Vaishnavas reconcile like this through Pramanas of other scriptures. That's how we do. That's all.
But Prabhuji, these texts you had quoted are Agam texts. They are not Vedic texts. So you cannot put over Shrutis. Vedaranyak Upanishad itself in the same mantra says Murtam Chaiva Amurtam Chaiva. Chamritam Cha Sritam Cha Yatya Yatya Tyatya. So isme jo Vedaranyak Upanishad Shruti hai, wo bol rahe ki jo sagun roop hai, wo bhi jo mahapralay ke samay mein nirgun nirakar mein vilin ho jata hai.
Nahi, wo to the point is, it's not we are putting Agam on the top. See, Ramanuja, Madhvacharya, they were not like kids there. Vallabhacharya even. So the point is, when Puranas are saying something, they have a form. It's very clear. Shrutis are saying they don't have a form. So we need some reconciliation. So either you put Vedas up and then you say Agamas, Puranas are wrong. And otherwise you can say, okay, because Veda's authority is superior. Or you can say both are right, because according to us, Puranas are, Madhvacharya explains, Puranas are those books which complete the meaning of Vedas. So they cannot speak something anti to Vedas, because even Puranas are written by Vyasadev. They compiled by Vyasadev. So there has to be some mystery there. And that's how our Vaishnavacharyas reconcile it. So both are correct. We don't say that is wrong. We don't say Puranas are wrong. He said both are correct. That's all. So that's a better option, I feel personally, rather than saying that Puranas are not right, or maybe Puranas are speaking in a fashion for less intelligent people, Vedas are for more intelligent people. That's something different understanding. But our Vaishnavacharyas don't speak like that. So at least Vaishnavism is not according to those lines of thinking. And at least Ramanuja, Madhva, and Vallabhacharya. So people who follow Vaishnavism, they accept this view. People who follow other paths, they accept different view. There are debates. It can go on. But we feel as Vaishnavas that that explains Puranas and Vedas in a reconciliatory way and in a good way. So we do not have to reject one thing and accept another thing. And that will be really chaos. So we accept both and we can explain both. So I think that's a valid proposal. That's how we go.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Okay. Very beautiful answer. Very beautiful answer. Actually, we should read Srila Prabhupada's books in a humble mood, not to find faults in there and compare other scriptures with Prabhupada's purports and like that.
Prabhuji, I also have a follow-up question. The Prabhupada doesn't give us purport in the 12th Kanda of Bhagavatam, where the Advaita Vedanta texts are introduced by this book in the 12th canto. That should be for me summary.
Well, I have read those verses, but there was some controversy on the net on that, on those verses. But if you read properly the whole chapter, you will understand that that it's nothing to talk about formless or nothing like that, because whole Bhagavatam Sukhdev Goswami is talking about beautiful form of Krishna. Whole 10th canto is there. Suddenly he can't introduce. So that thing has to be understood very carefully. He's not introducing Advaita text. At least our Vaishnava Acharyas, no Vaishnava Acharya, Madhva, Ramanuja, and in fact, Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas, they are not at all saying that they are introducing Advaita text. They interpret it in a different fashion, in a Vaishnava light, and that is why we have to accept their authority. That's all. Otherwise, we can keep on arguing. But see, that's the role of Sampradaya. That's the role of Acharyas. They come and they explain in a particular light. Some verses are always debatable, and we can debate here and there. Some verses in Advaita text are also very debatable. So just like there is a text, Narayano Paro Vyaktat, and then there is a debatable, okay, then who is God? So that is why they said Sampradaya Vihina Ten Mantra Nishvala Mata. The whole Sampradaya gives a line of thinking. And in that line of thinking, we understand the whole text, and then we accept the views, and then we practice. And that's how I think we understand. So I've read those verses, and personally, I don't find anything impersonal or Advaitic text there. You can interpret it in that way, because there are words used in that, Kevala and all these things, but that can also be understood in a Vaishnava understanding also, easily. So that's how we go.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Yeah, Shambhagari Mataji, please go ahead and speak, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dandavat Pranam, all those to Srila Prabhupada. Very, very wonderful class, Prabhuji, and very, you know, strong answers. We love that, you know, we have to have faith in Srila Prabhupada, then only we can speak like that. Otherwise, people are different faith. They like try to influence devotees that way. So we should not get, our faith should be strong. So Prabhuji, my question is like, you know, we say Krishna will protect me in any kind of situation, like Sudama was not asking anything. Many devotees, we have examples, they are not asking anything to Krishna. So it's like, you know, again, why do we put the Narsingha Kavach? It's like, I didn't realize the point that we are asking Krishna to protect myself.
Oh, really?
So one time, you know, see, for preaching, we use that. Once I gave Narsingha picture to one new devotee and say, it's for protection, and that Mataji said, it's for protection, then let's put on the door. I said, no. I said, no, put on the altar. We have to worship Narsingha Dev. That's why. It's a protection, then put on the door. So not the...
Yeah, you're right. Actually, this is the... actually, this is a very good point there. You know why? Because you see this... Bhakti Vinod Thakur, when they were making Samadhi of Bhakti Vinod Thakur in Yogpeet in Mayapur, so Bhakti Santa was in charge, Vimal Prasad, he was in charge of Yogpeet. Bhakti Vinod Thakur was in Puri. And then later he shifted into Godhrim. He shifted to Godhrim and then to Calcutta. He was staying in Bhakti Bhavan. Bhakti Santa was in Yogpeet. And then he got a message, a telegram, that Bhakti Vinod Thakur left his body. So while that time, but there were floods in Bengal, you see, at that time there was no train, so they have to go through boats. So he couldn't travel, but when, by the time he reached Calcutta, they burned his body, Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Today's anyway, Bhakti Vinod Thakur disappeared, so I just remember him. So they burned his body, and then they got the Bhakti Santa, he went and he was really distressed, you know, how dare you burn a body of an Acharya? He should have been given Samadhi and all those things. But because Bhakti Vinod Thakur had 12 sons and one daughter, something like this, 13 children in total. And most of them, they were like non-devotees completely. And even his wife, Bhagwati Devi Dasi, the second wife, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, she was also not that devotee. So they didn't understand. They thought, okay, so we have to do normal Hindu sanskar. They burned. And then what happened was, so they brought his ashes. Bhakti Santa went for a tour. And then they wanted to make a samadhi in Yogpeet. So what they did, they made a samadhi right on the gate. So even if you go today in Yogpeet, there's a samadhi right on the gate entrance. And Bhakti Santa, he came and he saw the samadhi of Bhaktivinoda Thakur on the entrance. He was very annoyed. He said, so do you think Bhaktivinoda Thakur is a guard? That is samadhi should be on entrance? Is he a chaukidar that you're making on the entrance? He was really annoyed. But it was made, so what could have been done? So that's the point. The point is, if we use God for a protection, then we are making him as a guard. And that is really not correct. He should be right there in the altar, as you said, to be worshipped and not as a guard. That's the point. Yeah.
Yes, Prabhuji, but again, one more point is, like, you know, we say that Sharanagati, like Krishna will protect me all the time. That has...
That thing is another point. That is actually Rakshishibhya Vishwasa. Rakshishati iti Vishwasa. So that is Vishwas word, and that is commented a lot by Sri Samprasad. If you read Sri Sampradaya, Sharanagati Gadhyam, they actually hit on this point, and they have books on this, that why it is a Rakshishati. They say it's a faith, it's not demand.
Yeah.
There's a difference. So we have faith, Krishna will protect us. We don't demand him. At the same time, we are ready if he doesn't protect us. We're ready for that as servants. But we have faith that because he's a master, he'll protect us, but he will protect us in his own way. He might show us that he's not protecting us, but he might be protecting us. That might also happen. He's a very tricky person. We will never be able to understand him and his actions. Pandavas, it seemed Krishna is not protecting them. 13-year Vanvas and all these stupid tribulations. Draupadi, what happened? Like, who will say Krishna is protecting Draupadi when she was being disrobed? Later he did all those things. So he protects in a way that we'll never be able to understand that he's protecting us. That also he can do. So we have faith, he'll protect us, but we never demand. If we demand, we actually hit on our devotion, we hit on spinal cord of our devotion. Devotion is destroyed. And that is why our Acharya says it is Mahavishwas. They add Maha in that. They say, we say Rakshishati iti Vishwasa, but they say, actually, let's add Mahavishwas. We should have complete faith, and that's it. Then we lead our life. Yes. That's how it goes.
Yes, Prabhuji. Very nice. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your classes.
Prabhuji, there is one question in the chat. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam. In Grihastha Ashrama, which one should be given more importance or focus in times? Is it on holy name or deity worship?
Well, the moment is Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam, it's always holy name. Deity worship, we do just for chanting holy names. That's the idea there. Actually, can you please hold? Aarti bahar karenge. So the holy names we are doing just to assist. Deity worship we are doing just to assist chanting of holy names. In other sampradayas, deity worship is a part of sadhana. But in our sampradaya, deity worship is not a part of sadhana. Archanam is anukul for shravanam and kirtanam. And if we don't do like this, then it will almost be an offense, because we go against the teachings of Mahaprabhu. So we focus on chanting of holy names only. That's the whole. That is the law there in our Gaudiya Vaishnavism.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. So, Mataji, what do you think? We'll close the call here. There are no more questions.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, Prabhuji, one more point. His Holiness Chandraboli Maharaj said the Grihasthas Grihastha has to do deity worship. If they don't do worship, they will fall down. Means,
that's true. Prabhupada said that.
If you have a house, deities has to be in the center of the house.
Yeah, that is absolutely true. Otherwise, Grihasthas will become bhogi. They will think that's my house.
Yes, my house, yes.
But, you know, but Grihasthas has to be clear that deity worship is helping them to chant the holy names. That has to be very clear, because I've seen many householders that they're completely in deity worship. I mean, it's more so sentimentally, but they don't understand the purpose of deity worship. Srila Prabhupada said, Grihasthas have to do deity worship. Why? So that they become disciplined. That's one reason.
Yes.
And what happens, most of the Grihasthas all around the world, they have deities, and that's very nice. They have deities, but they're not disciplined. So they lose the purpose of that. They're doing Mangala Aarti sometimes, and Aarti sometimes, and they are there. So Prabhupada said it's to make them disciplined. See, in Brahmacharya Ashram, you don't really need deity worship because automatically discipline is there. We have to be disciplined. So one thing, discipline. And other thing is, because deity worship disciplines us, and that is why it helps us in chanting. Because deity worship, deity is there, then you have to get up in the morning early, do Mangala Aarti, and then chant your rounds. So in that spirit, deity worship is very important. But if that's not the spirit, then we lose the whole purpose of deity worship. And I think the statement you're making, that's perfectly correct. But footnotes have to be given in that statement like this.
Prabhuji, means even though they are centered around deities, they don't understand about reading Bhagavatam and
speaking
holy name and preaching. And
right.
Even though they go for pravachan listening, they see around, means before pravachan and after pravachan, what inside the pravachan was there, they don't even talk about
that. That's true.
Yes, Prabhuji. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, I put one question in your chat. If you would like to take it, you can take.
What's otherwise, that?
You can avoid. One question it. Just now. I put it.
Just repeat that.
Prabhu,
I can't see.
You can't see that? Okay, Prabhuji. No. This Prabhu is keep raising his hand. I wanted to avoid the question, but he's asking. So if you want to take it, you can take it. Otherwise, we can leave it, Prabhu. So he's trying to question ISKCON that we are trying to put Lord Shiva down. So do you want to answer that question, Prabhu?
Question is there, but it's not connected to this talk.
Yeah.
So Lord Shiva is great, great, great Vaishnava. Yeah. Nobody puts him down. And I think if we read Prabhupada books, it's absolutely clear what is our view. And we get his blessings to worship Krishna. And that's it. But it's not related to today's talk. So I think I don't really want to go into this.
It's not
a big talk.
It's not related to today's talk, Prabhuji. But
So
Prabhuji is having some confusion and some galat phehmi kya bolte na hindi mein. He didn't understand the philosophy correctly. That's why he should read Prabhupada's books in a humble mood. That's what.
Yeah, I think if you read Prabhupada's books in details, then you will understand completely.
He did not understand the philosophy properly.
And there are many classes that even ISKCON has many classes that on glorification of Lord Shiva, there are many classes.
Srimad Bhagavatam clearly speaks about glories of Lord Shiva. So I think, let him read Prabhupada. I think that's my request to that devotee. Please read Prabhupada books.
One section of Bhagavatam is like completely by Lord Shiva. It's called Rudra Gita.
That's true.
Rudra Gita. So we have great respect for Lord Shiva. Not just going in the temple and putting Bilva Patra and milk on top and we are done. That's not just the respect. Respect is understanding what Lord Shiva is saying, what he is teaching.
Rama Rama Rame Ti Mano Rame. Lord Shiva is saying to Parvati, chant Ram, Ram, and Ram. We do that. Hare Rama.
Yes.
Lord Shiva says, what Master says, we do. Jiva Goswami says, what a master says, Lord Shiva, we do. In fact, one of us sampradaya is Rudra Sampradaya, by the way, for the information. Vallabh Sampradaya, Vishnu Swami, Rudra Sampradaya, for them, their acharya is Lord Shiva. So that's how it goes. Anyway, we leave this topic. It's a big topic.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Prabhuji, once again for such a beautiful class and nice question answer session. I would like to close the call here. I would like to offer my obeisances to Prabhuji and all the members assisted on the call. Vancha Kalpataru, BSya Kripa Sindhu, Devicha Padidanam, Pavanebhyo,
Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namah. Srila Prabhupada ki
Jai. Keshwanand Prabhuji ki Jai. Thank you everyone for joining today's class. We'll meet tomorrow. Hari bol.
Hari bol.